Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
All right, so you've got something going on in your life. You can't quite figure it out. You come to the Burt Show for help here. And in this case, we've been talking about ghosting for as long as I can remember. But it's usually in a dating capacity. This is about a best friend bailing on her. And she can't figure out why, especially when they were just about to go out on this this night out, when they were going to create these amazing memories together. And then her best friend just bails on her and she can't figure out why.
Hi, Burt Show. I've been listening for about 2.5 years now. I casually found you while I was switched to morning shift, and I've been listening ever since. So here it goes. Last year, in March, I started back to work after maternity leave. I made friends with a coworker, and we got so close that she ended up becoming an aunt to my son. In November, she asked me if she got Taylor Swift tickets, would I go with her? Hell yeah. I'd love to go to Taylor. The only thing was, I would have to drive. Not a big deal at all. Weeks coming up to the concert, I asked her what the plans were. She tells me she had to sell the tickets. A week before, we were talking and laughing, and she was acting like everything was fine. Then the day of the concert came, and she deleted me off of everything. No explanation of why. Then I checked her location, and it showed she was driving south. I knew she was on her way to the concert. So I guess I don't know if I should reach out or just let it go. Thank you for your help.
She deleted her off social because she didn't want her to see all of the Taylor Swift. Because, I mean, you can't, it's like, you can't go to a Taylor Swift concert and not post anything about it on social media because then you didn't go.
Right.
You got to get your money's worth. Like, if you're going to pay $1,000 to see Taylor, people better know you went.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the reason. I don't think she did anything, but, I mean, that's the reason why she blocked her on all social so she wouldn't see her Taylor Swift post. But it's like, why did she lie to her about selling the tickets, and then unless she was driving somewhere else and she really, something's going on.
Okay, so this isn't a best friend, made friends with a coworker. They got really close, but they were close enough that she's an aunt to her son. I'm wondering if, just on a more superficial level, I wonder if she got better tickets or she was offered a better ticket to the show, so ended up going with somebody else that had the better ticket and just didn't want to tell her friend, hey, you know, we're kind of up in the nosebleeds, but this other friend of mine has better seats, so I'm going to go with her.
Then why wouldn't she just give those tickets to this person?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Unless she sold them for money. I think...
Unless she was invited and she was the plus one. So a friend had the ticket and said, you can come with me.
And then you think
there's four tickets and there's two tickets that are good, two tickets that are bad. Why not just give the bad tickets to this chick?
Yeah. I don't think it's that she found better tickets. I think she found a better plus one.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's what my girl reaction told me.
Yeah.
Somebody she thought wouldn't go with her at first, maybe, and then all of a sudden they would. And so she just didn't know how to tell her, I don't want to go with you anymore.
Yeah. That's what my gut's telling me.
Cowardly.
Yeah.
Just cowardly.
Maybe she had a Kristen Klingshiner in her life, and she was like, I'll pay for everything and a nice hotel, and I'll get you drinks, and I'll drive you there.
So there's really not a lot of info here. And I think in her initial email, is she asking us to,
reach out or just let it go?
Oh, so she wants to do this. Reach out. This would drive me crazy.
I wouldn't reach out.
You wouldn't?
No. If she done gave you the answer you're looking for.
Yeah.
Does it really matter why she blocked you and ignored you and lied to you?
Well, it feels different to me than like a romantic ghosting, because at that point you haven't invested any time in the guy or the girl. You don't really know what their reason, and you don't care either, right? You don't know who they are. But in a case like this, they got close enough to where she's become a quote-unquote aunt to her son. So I don't know how you continue that relationship without asking her about it. It feels like the stakes feel more intimate than they do with dating.
And they work together. So how does that work?
Not well, apparently.
Yeah, it's going to be awkward.
Yeah, I think she should find out and send me. I'll throw hands at her door.
I think this is something that would drive me crazy. I would need to know. But how much time has gone by already?
Well, no, she just sent the email 2 days ago.
Okay.
So this is a fresh email.
But that was last year in March. Oh, no, that's when I guess they became close.
Yeah.
So she can't text her either. She's been blocked on everything. Is that what she said?
Yes.
I mean, do you pull her aside at work and go, hey, can we talk for just a second?
Ran into her, I would talk to her.
For sure.
I don't think I would go out my way to talk to her, but if I ran into her, I would definitely be like, hello.
I think
remember me. Still waiting for you. Yeah.
I think she should throw her off guard. Just be like, hey, how was the Taylor Swift concert? She'll probably just answer you, and then boom, you can corner her and get your answers for you.
I think you got to say something to her. It would drive me absolutely batty.
The Burt Show.